When you were talking about the triple negative tumors, which there's a lot of interest in now, justifiably, I was thinking about some of these diagram things that Steve Schack was showing me at San Antonio, these like cluster diagrams they have off the Oncotype where he says, you know, these are the triple negatives. This is, you know, you look at it and you kind of see that. What are your thoughts about what we know about the biology of triple negative tumors? And how do you see assays like the Oncotype helping us figure out the biology?
I think that the Oncotype assay as it stands right now is probably not going to be that useful for the triple negatives, because if you look at the genes that make up the Oncotype assay, they really, a lot of them make a lot of sense in terms of what we know about the biology of ER positive or hormone receptor positive cancers. I think we have a long way to go with the triple negatives. I think we always think about the fact, well, there's no targets in these. Well, actually, if you look at the genes that kind of pan out in the triple negatives, EGFR is overexpressed in 50% of the tumors.
Can you put that in context, for example, compared to non-small cell lung cancer or sort of other kinds of tumors?
Again, one of the problems with EGFR, as you know, is that it's all over the map in terms of how it's expressed. If you look at the initial data for breast cancer, it was going from 10% up to 90% expression. And I think the same is true for lung cancer. And of course, more recently, we now realize that in order to actually have these drugs, the way they work are the tyrosine kinase inhibitors, that really it appears the target is this mutated EGFR, which we haven't looked at that in any great detail in breast cancer. But
it's been looked at,
I think, but it's got a low expression, about 15%, I believe, or so. But we haven't looked at the tyrosine kinase inhibitors, particularly when those mutations are present. And in fact, as you know, there was 4 trials that looked at the EGFR tyrosine kinase inhibitors in unselected metastatic breast cancer, and the results were incredibly disappointing. I mean, there was really responses in maybe 2% of patients in those trials. And the issue is that if you don't know what your target is, it's always a little bit difficult to kind of design these trials. I think that we will see some more interest in these agents going forward, perhaps particularly the EGFR mutations in breast cancer, and perhaps that will be a marker of more effectiveness in the breast cancers like it is with the lung cancers. But clearly EGFR overexpression itself is not the answer, because in fact, if you look at those trials, there was one trial with EGFR tyrosine kinase inhibitors that broke patients down on whether they were hormone refractory or ER negative. And actually the hormone refractory did appear to benefit somewhat from the, in this case it was gefitinib, but the ER negatives did not respond at all. There are some areas that these agents may be useful in breast cancer, but we haven't found it yet.
Any other sort of biologic clues about the triple negatives?
Well, the other thing that's interesting is that the c-KIT is actually overexpressed in 20%. But again, as you also recall, imatinib has been looked at in unselected metastatic breast cancer, and the trial was actually closed early because there was actually no responders, regardless of if any of the targets were there or not. So again, I think whether there's a way that you could maybe turn on these pathways a little bit more, maybe using an mTOR inhibitor in these triple negatives will be one way to go. And we have a little bit of lab data suggesting that if you use an mTOR inhibitor with erlotinib, you do appear to get some synergy in some of these triple negative cell lines. So I think that's an area that might be worth kind of exploring. And I think the other thing that we always say is we don't have targets in these triple negatives, but it does appear that some of them at least are very sensitive to chemotherapy and perhaps also angiogenesis inhibitors.